Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Friday, April 26th. On today's show, the Chinese foreign minister opposes the forced displacement of Palestinians in Gaza, and Syria's political settlement is stalled from the Geneva Declaration to the paperless proposition. Plus, we have more updates on the Syrian political situation. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has made a strong statement on the Gaza conflict, describing it as having gone beyond the bottom line of modern civilization. He called for urgent international action and emphasized the need to correct the historical injustice suffered by the Palestinian people. Here, to shed more light on this, is our correspondent. Could you elaborate on Wang Yi's statements?
Certainly, David. In his interview with Al Jazeera, Wang Yi expressed China's firm opposition to the forced displacement of Palestinian civilians and the collective punishment against the people of Gaza. He stressed the need to prevent the conflict's negative impact from continuing to spill over and to prevent the regional situation from spiraling out of control.
What did he say about the resolution of the Gaza conflict?
Wang Yi stated that the fundamental solution to resolving the Gaza conflict lies in correcting the historical injustice suffered by the Palestinian people. He also emphasized that a lasting peace in the region can only be achieved by giving the Palestinian people justice and politically resolving the reasonable security concerns of all parties.
And what is China's role in this situation?
China has pledged to cooperate with the international community to mobilize all parties to work towards implementing a ceasefire and ensuring access to aid. The most urgent task, according to Wang Yi, is to promote a ceasefire as soon as possible.
What about the situation in the Red Sea?
Wang Yi emphasized that the root cause of the escalation of the situation in the Red Sea lies in the Gaza conflict. This suggests that resolving the Gaza conflict could also help stabilize the situation in the Red Sea.
It's clear that the Gaza conflict is a complex issue with far-reaching implications. We'll continue to follow this story closely. Shifting our focus to another region facing ongoing challenges, the political solution in Syria appears to be at a standstill. When the Syrian protests began in 2011, it was widely believed that the regime would not last long and that Syria would follow the path of the Arab Spring. However, the situation has evolved quite differently. Here to discuss this further is our correspondent. Can you give us some insight into the current state of affairs in Syria?
Indeed, David. When the protests began in Syria in 2011, many thought it would be a repeat of the Arab Spring experiences seen in other countries. However, the situation in Syria has proven to be far more complex and protracted.
What were the initial expectations for Syria, and why have they not been met?
The initial expectation was that the regime would not last long. However, the conflict in Syria evolved into an armed conflict, which has complicated the situation significantly. The international community has struggled to find a viable political solution, leading to a stalemate.
What has been the international response to the situation in Syria?
The international community has made several attempts to resolve the situation, including the Geneva Declaration. However, these efforts have largely resulted in paperless claims, meaning they have not led to any substantial progress on the ground.
What are the prospects for a resolution to the conflict in Syria?
The situation remains complex and fluid, and it's difficult to predict what will happen. However, it's clear that a political solution is needed to bring an end to the conflict and establish a stable and peaceful Syria.
A complex situation indeed. We'll continue to monitor developments closely. That was Simply Politics from China, reporter James. Shifting our focus to another ongoing conflict, the political solution in Syria appears to be at a standstill. When the Syrian protests began in 2011, it was widely believed that the regime would not last long and that Syria would follow the path of the Arab Spring. However, the situation has evolved quite differently. Here to discuss this further is our correspondent. Can you give us some insight into the current state of affairs in Syria?
Indeed, David. When the protests began in Syria in 2011, many thought it would be a repeat of the Arab Spring experiences seen in other countries. However, the situation in Syria has proven to be far more complex and protracted.
What were the initial expectations for Syria, and why have they not been met?
The initial expectation was that the regime would not last long. However, the conflict in Syria evolved into an armed conflict, which has complicated the situation significantly. The international community has struggled to find a viable political solution, leading to a stalemate.
What has been the international response to the situation in Syria?
The international community has made several attempts to resolve the situation, including the Geneva Declaration. However, these efforts have largely resulted in paperless claims, meaning they have not led to any substantial progress on the ground.
What are the prospects for a resolution to the conflict in Syria?
The situation remains complex and fluid, and it's difficult to predict what will happen. However, it's clear that a political solution is needed to bring an end to the conflict and establish a stable and peaceful Syria.
A complex situation indeed. We'll continue to monitor developments closely. On a related note, the political solution in Syria appears to be at a standstill. When the Syrian protests began in 2011, it was widely believed that the regime would not last long and that Syria would follow the path of the Arab Spring. However, the situation has evolved quite differently. Here to discuss this further is our correspondent. Can you give us some insight into the current state of affairs in Syria?
Indeed, David. When the protests began in Syria in 2011, many thought it would be a repeat of the Arab Spring experiences seen in other countries. However, the situation in Syria has proven to be far more complex and protracted.
What were the initial expectations for Syria, and why have they not been met?
The initial expectation was that the regime would not last long. However, the conflict in Syria evolved into an armed conflict, which has complicated the situation significantly. The international community has struggled to find a viable political solution, leading to a stalemate.
What has been the international response to the situation in Syria?
The international community has made several attempts to resolve the situation, including the Geneva Declaration. However, these efforts have largely resulted in paperless claims, meaning they have not led to any substantial progress on the ground.
What are the prospects for a resolution to the conflict in Syria?
The situation remains complex and fluid, and it's difficult to predict what will happen. However, it's clear that a political solution is needed to bring an end to the conflict and establish a stable and peaceful Syria.
A complex situation indeed. We'll continue to monitor developments closely. Thanks, Celeste, for that report. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.